At the time that Luke wrote his gospel, the church was sometimes identified as a Jewish sect, and sometimes sharply distinguished from Judaism. And some scholars have suggested that the tension between Judaism and Christianity influenced Luke's work. So, what was the relationship between Judaism and Christianity in the first century?
The relationship between Judaism and Christianity in the first century is complicated. It starts off where Christians are really a part of Judaism. We see in the book of Acts, for example, that Christianity is described as the way, as sort of a sect within Judaism, a messianic sect within Judaism of these people who worship Jesus as the Messiah. But we can see in Acts and in the other New Testament books that right away the claim that Jesus is the Messiah begins to divide synagogues, for example. And Paul is a great example of someone who's put out of the synagogue, for example, in Ephesus. He goes and teaches in a school hall. Or we begin to see Christians who are meeting in households instead of in synagogue gatherings. One of the things that puts a lot of pressure on that relationship early on is, of course, the claim that Jesus is the Messiah, but also the influx of Gentiles. We began to see that those who are preaching Christianity are preaching Jesus as the Lord over all the nations, and we began to see Gentiles responding. And so the various sensibilities about the food laws, about circumcision, began to add more pressure. And we see these sort of disputes break out, like at Galatia, over whether or not these Gentiles are to keep the law. The other thing that is putting a lot of pressure on this relationship is the way that both of them are relating to Rome and Rome's power. We know, of course, for example, that the temple is destroyed in AD 70. And even before that, that's because of Jewish revolution against Caesar. And so in the wake of that, we see Jews trying to reestablish their identity. And they begin to discuss that and what that should look like. And that adds further to the separation between Christians and Jews. But even before that, in Rome itself, in the lead up to the revolt, we see that Christian Jews in particular are expelled from Rome. People like Priscilla and Aquila are again claiming Jesus is the Messiah, and so there's this civil disturbance over Crestos, is what Suetonius says as he's writing the life of Claudius, and we think that probably refers to Christos, to Jesus. So we see then that the relationship is complicated, and we see divisions taking place because of the claim Jesus is Messiah, because of the influx of Gentiles, and also because of the relationship with Rome. All these pressures begin to divide Christians and Jews in the first century.